All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, May 9th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a two-game NBA main slate tonight, two-game NHL main slate, and then a big 12-game MLB slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays tomorrow, typically at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. No Saturday show tomorrow. I will not be available to do it, unfortunately, but we do have our build review show today, 5 p.m. Eastern. That show is once a week, and I'm looking forward to reviewing some lineups in about an hour here, so it should be fun. All right. Let's get SaberSim up. We did have a couple questions come in prior to the show, so we will start with those and then kind of go from there. So first question, are there still drop downs for if you're playing a 20 max, 150 max to automatically adjust the correlation and sim diversity sliders? So there's not. The reason for this is that our back testing showed that, you know, this was a little bit outdated kind of like idea. And now what we do is the sliders here that you see are set based on the number of games on the slate specifically. Okay, so like let's run a build here. We'll just build 500 lineups real quick. Oops. When you're at the movies, turn your phone to silent, please. I went to the movies this weekend. And that's in my head because my phone was on. So if you guys heard a ringtone, that was it. All right. So let's kick off this build. We'll talk about this a little bit more. So this question did come from an Ultimate user. We will talk about this both in terms of standard or starter and Ultimate subscriptions here. So as soon as these lineups finish, keep that conversation going. All right. Lineups are finalizing now, just about done. All right, cool. So lineups are in the post build right now. We'll start with starter, and then we'll move on to ultimate, right? So with SaberScore, right? You go in, you check SaberScore, you look at the variables, right? You use a little eye icon. So SaberScore is taking into account projection, it's taking into account a percentile, and it's taking into account ownership, okay? So where it comes down to the size of your contest first, right? There used to be a couple drop-downs. There used to be like a 20 max, 150 max. There used to be one for the size of your contest too, right? Those are the two primary ones that I remember. The size of your contest gets taken into account with the SaberScore that you're using. So like, for instance, like, okay, well, like what's the difference between a SaberScore that is 50K plus and one that's 100 to 1K, right? You could see that with the 50K plus, we're using 0.2 weights, like 20% weight on projection, 80% weight on 99th percentile, the lineup's top 1% outcomes, and then a negative 70% weight on this ownership variable in question, okay? Then we go look at large slate 100 to 1K. Projection gets twice as important and has a 40% weight. 99th percentile goes down 20% to a 60% weight. And then the ownership variable comes down half as strong, right? Before it was negative 0.8, now it's negative 0.4. So they're cutting the weight of this ownership in half, right? This is what we've determined in our backtesting is more important, okay? So we're taking into account the differences for different contests with the weights of these variables in question. And sometimes, right, even if we go smaller, right, let's go look at small slate. The ownership, the the variables can get even flatter, right? This is like a small slate, 100 to 1K. It's 50-50 here, right? 50% projection, 50% percentile. So depending on the number of games on the slate is going to determine the weights of the variables in the Saber score, which we feel are more important than the pre-contest slider settings, right? Now, you can adjust them if you want, but we don't recommend it. We think that just having them based on slate size is important enough, and then you get the differentiation within the Saber score variables and weights, okay? So that's on starter. Now, on ultimate, right, you're getting to go a step further where it's not like, hey, this contest is, you know, 10K to 50K entries. Like, no, this contest is, you know, we just like go to the contest tab and pick one. This contest is exactly 21,390 entrants, right? It's not this range, right? Saber score casts a bigger umbrella. With contest sims and ultimate, you get that contest specificity, right? So here it's like, okay, hey, there are exactly this number of entries. The payout structure is exactly this. You're entering, maybe it's a 150 max, maybe you're only playing five lineups. Okay. You know, you get to say like, hey, I'm playing exactly five lineups. And then the ownership part, right, comes into account where you get to use a specific set of field lineups based on stakes, right, based on the cost of an entry, and then how many entries you get, right? Do you get a single entry? Do you get 20 max? Do you get 150, right? So ultimate, think about it as like as specific as you can get. Think about Saber score as like the 80-20. But as far as like determining sliders, we still are changing the sliders, right? You go and look at this 12-game MLB slate, and we see the sliders. I think they were 10-7, right? Let's go back to this build check. Sliders here, 10 correlation, 7 sim diversity. Okay. Well, then we go and look at the 3-game turbo slate, same day, right? And then on this turbo slate, we see that the sliders go into a build. Sliders here are 6-9, right? So correlation is coming down as there are less games on the slate, and then sim diversity is going up. So we need those, you know, outcomes that are a little further away from like the average. With less games on the slate, you're going to move closer to needing like an optimal lineup. And then with 12 games on the slate, well, you're definitely not going to need optimal. So then sim diversity comes down to better account for like all the possibilities here. And correlation goes up to amplify stacking. So that's what's happening here with sliders. Hope that gives everyone a good idea of what's going on and why we moved away from that idea. All right. Next question here. Hey, Andrew, I was interested in trying to set up some custom contest sims for COD since there aren't any default ones as of yet. I think this is possible since there is still some estimated ownership. I've only tried it once or twice in the past, and I believe the place to start is to go to ownership and click generate field from ownership. I'm not seeing that for COD, however. Can you maybe walk through that process? Setting up custom sims are a bit above my head in general. Have already had quite a bit of positive success in rethinking my contest selection. Going back to our discussion from last week, less lineups, bigger contests. Thanks so much. Awesome. Glad that breakdown is serving you well. I think that came from a build review. With regard to COD, okay, so you cannot use contest sims with COD. And that also goes for WNBA as well. I know the WNBA season is fast approaching. The reason for that, and we'll just go this slate started. At least it'll have projections. We'll just go to the slate that started a little over an hour ago. So when you come into COD, right, we open up a build. You're going to see projections, and then you're going to see ownership, okay? These projections and ownership are being provided from a third party, okay? If you guys want to learn more about that, we actually did a interview with Sam, who's the gentleman who is providing these projections for us. And I'll pull that up real quick. Should be over on our YouTube. All right. So if we go to videos. Maybe it was alive. Here it is. This behind the scenes of SaberSim UFL and COD projections Q&A live stream. I'm going to drop a link to this in the YouTube chat. So when our projections come from a third party, that means that we're not simulating the game, right? Think about it like this. When this SS projection column is blank, this means that we do not have sims of the game. The SAM projection column is populated, and then the SAM ownership projection is populated as well. So what happens here, right, is you need to use optimizer mode to build lineups, is one thing, right? And then second thing is that even if you're using Saber Score, it's only using projection and ownership, right? It basically skips the percentile. So the percentile effectively is zero. So it doesn't skip it, but the variable just has a value of like zero in the formula. So then it just uses like the projection and the ownership. In order to use contest sims, we need to have game sims, right? Because what the contest sim does is it takes all the lineups, and then even if you're using custom ownership and you generate a custom field, and then you take your lineups and the custom field, put them together, there still needs to be a slate simulation that occurs that the lineups run through, that the lineups use to score lineups to get ROIs and then return ROI metrics, right? So there are no game sims of COD here to be used. And the SS project being zero is the greatest indication of that. So I would recommend sticking with Saber score or projected score or some custom sorting metric that combines the two and weights them however you see fit. But that is what's going on over in the COD streets at the moment. So definitely something we want to build on. We're happy to be providing COD projections the same way, like, you know, we just introduced like WNBA last year. So definitely a step toward having sims, but this is what we're working with at the moment. All right. Eric said, hey, Andrew, sorry. To be clear on my question, I meant I've tried to use them in other sports, but not COD. Oh, okay. Maybe I read it wrong. My bad. But I just wanted to be clear with everybody that with what's going on here. So we could definitely talk about it for other sports as well. Eric said, okay, gotcha. Thanks for clarifying. I did watch that interview with Sam. I've been doing projected scores so far. Just was looking for a way to enhance. Yeah, totally understand that. I think you're doing the right thing at the moment. As far as, you know, using custom ownership and stuff, this is probably just like a good discussion and a demo to do, right? So let me check real quick something. We are caught up with questions. So why don't we do a slate demo here, and we'll talk about just using custom ownership in general. So let's go back to this 12-game MLB slate. And this is just to go over the process for anybody who's you know, new to it and wants to experiment with it. Maybe they haven't used it in other sports, right? Eric said, no, you're right. I just meant I've dabbled in the custom field for other sports, but not COD. So I was looking to, if possible, which I know isn't. Sorry for the confusion. Yeah, no problem. No worries. Happy to clarify what's going on there. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to use this build of lineups, but we're going to go set up our custom field first in a separate build, right? So imagine I'm just loading up the slate here, right? Gonna open up this build too, and let's say I upload custom ownership, right? Let's, you know, just come in, boost some guys, you know, lower some other players. What we can do, probably easier. I don't know if I can do that. What can we do? I'm just gonna make some adjustments here. It might be a little easier because then we can just show like most people are like usually like uploading projections, right? So I'm just gonna come in here, make some adjustments. I'm just going like +2, -2, +2, -2.
5, 6, 10, 11, 3, 12, 6, 5, 4, and we'll jump a little bit. So I've updated a number of like ownerships here. I'm going to save these. So imagine this is like custom ownership, right? I'm uploading it to SaberSim. Okay, so I go to the upload. I go upload CSV. And I'm just going to grab the last file that I had here, which is this MLB one. And then I'm going to bring it into the app. And then I'm just going to scroll over. So I don't care about the projection. I only care about the ownerships, which I updated. Min max, fine. Where did that ownership one go? Okay, ownership, cool. So I'm going to click save. And then I'm just going to call this, you know, source one. Click save. So then I come in and I sort by ownership. So for a number of these players, right, where's my SS own? SS proj. Okay, interesting. So I come in here. Oh, that's why. Well, no, it's usually, oh, here it is, flagship MME. Okay, I couldn't find this. All right, so now I see, right, for a lot of these players, like, okay, the ownership for this player is 25 minus 27, 25, 23, right? So I've updated a number of players. Great, you know, now I want to use these values to create a custom field. So first step, upload your ownership or manually change them if you want. Then I go to the gear icon. And then I go down. The easiest, fastest way is use this generate field from ownership button. Okay. It takes a number of steps out here to make the process faster. You used to have to like match exposure to ownership and then check your min and maxes and then run a build. And this just speeds up the process, right? Making less steps. So, okay. So we're going to kick off this build and then we're going to wait for the field lineups here to generate. So let's let these come in. And this could take a little bit, but usually should come through. So we'll give it another few seconds. Generally is a lot of lineups, so. Sorry, this process just takes a little bit. All right, all right. I'm going to refresh this, see if it helps. And Slate is loading back. I think having 12 games on the slate also puts a damper on this too, because it's just like so many players in games. But hard refresh worked, right? So we see all of our exposures. So we can go and we can check here, right? And just change the my own to my custom. And then when I do that, I can say, okay, well, how close did we get, you know, to the values that I wanted, right? And I can come in and compare. Make sure, you know, there's always going to be a little bit like plus or minus, but, you know, that's kind of the way ownership comes in anyways, right? So ownership is going to vary a little bit from projection. So I think it's okay to have like some plus or minus in here. So anyways, I've run my custom field is the important part, right? And I've also named it.
So now, you know, I check it, right? And make sure I'm like happy with how everything looks here. Okay, you know, these projections are exposures are like close enough. I like this. Maybe I, you know, check the correlation. Okay, a lot of five stacks, four stacks, that all looks good. Now I'm ready to use this. I need to go to the contest tab. And then for whatever amount of contests I decide to use this for, I go to the field lineups, and then I change this with the dropdown from flagship MME, and then I'm going to go to field lineups, okay? This one's going to populate when you create it. Don't go to builds. Field lineups, I named it one, so I'm going to change this to one. Now I go back to my build that I ran, you know, the lineups I'm considering playing in. And then once this loads, we're going to re-kick off the contest sim. So the first time it ran, right, all these ROI values that we see, that was against the flagship MME. Well, let's run this again now that we've changed the field lineup source to this custom one. We still use this contest sim, the same one, but behind the scenes, we've changed the lineups that you're going to be playing against, right? The lineups that you are up against in the contest sim are now different. Beyond that, everything else should be the same. Come in, sort by exposure. Let this update. Cool. So it's going to resort the lineups, give us our new exposures. And then now, you know, we're ready to do all the other things that we normally do, right? Our aggregate metrics, right? Okay, we're going to set up our projection, our ROI. Bring this out a little bit so we can see it. There we go. Okay, that looks good. Going to get my, you know, exposure leverage pool. Going to look at my leverages. Going to start using some uniques, you know. Going to try and start to get like some diversification in my lineups. You know, I go from one to five uniques. ROI changes 2%, right? Very, very minimal change. You probably get to like a ton of uniques on like a 12 game slate like tonight with just so many options. Like we've gone from one to seven uniques and we started at 105 ROI. Now we're at 88 and now our leverages are like way, way down. No player over 30%. You know, some people might look at that and be like, hey, that's not enough leverage for me, right? I want to take some stands on the slate. So, okay, maybe I go back to six, maintain higher ROI. Now I'm at 101. So I'm down 4%. And then I go, you know, I look at my pitchers and taking like one stand on Bryce Wilson, under on Clay Holmes. And then I go to batters, taking a couple stands on like the Orioles. Seems like we just like the Orioles here. And, you know, you got to figure out like, hey, you know, am I okay with this? Am I not? Do I want my highest exposed player to be a hitter? I'm not sure. Right. So you got to figure out what makes more sense to you. Okay, maybe this is too much batter exposure. Maybe I go to seven. Maybe I just adjust some of the Orioles. You know, when I go to seven, now my highest exposed batter is 25% instead of 40. Now I'm actually getting some San Diego at the top, which they're in Coors. You know, I'm still getting some Baltimore, but not as much. You know, maybe I like this better. All that personalization stuff, right? But using the field lineups was a little bit earlier in the process. Now it just gets back to the risk management, figuring out what lineups you want to take with you into your contest and all those personalization type of decisions at that point. But that is how I would be using custom fields with contest sims. All right. Good stuff there. Talked some sliders, saber score, contest sims, talked custom fields, did a slate demo with custom fields. So looks like we're all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back in 30 minutes here for our build review show. Going to go get ready for that one. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.